Welcome to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashrita Chuchu, and I'll be leading you in prayer using a simple guided prayer format to help you slow down and hear God's voice. As we begin, find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted and take a deep breath as we become aware of God's loving presence around us and within us. Today's reading comes from Matthew 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Let's begin by reciting God's goodness, praising Him for who He is as revealed in today's passage. Lord God, we praise You and acknowledge that You are the King. You are enthroned in heaven above, and You reign on earth, and nothing escapes Your notice. Nothing is outside the realm of Your domain. So God, thank You that You are in control, even today, even with the news headlines, even when it seems like the world is out of control. God, we declare that You are King, and that You are bringing Your kingdom here on earth. God, thank You for welcoming us into Your kingdom and inviting us to partner with You in the work that You are doing in this world. God, we say here, we echo Jesus' words, Your kingdom come, Your will be done, because You are a good King and Your will is good. And so we know that we can celebrate Your kingship and Your rule. How good You are. So in the next few moments, praise God for being the good King that is indeed reigning and ruling in the world today and in your life too. Let's continue now by expressing our neediness. Lord Jesus, we confess that this part of the Lord's Prayer, this part of it kind of reveals how selfish our own prayers often are. That Your priority, Jesus, was always doing the Father's will, but our own prayers are self-centered, self-seeking. We want to avoid pain. We want the easy way out. We want everything to go well according to our own definition of what is good. But God, help us to be about Your kingdom business. Help us to surrender our lives to Your good kingship. Help us to sacrifice our own wants and desires and see ourselves as here at Your disposal to say Your kingdom come, whatever that looks like in our lives, Your will be done. Here I am. Send me. So in the next few moments, express your neediness to God. Ask Him to realign your heart and your prayers according to His will and His kingdom work. Now we move into a time of seeking His stillness, becoming aware of God's loving presence here with us right now. I invite you to consider, how is God working in your life these days? Take a few moments to look back on the past week, or even just on the past 24 hours, and consider, how is His kingdom expanding in you and around you and through you? finally, let's trust God's faithfulness. And I invite you to declare your confidence that God is who he says he is, and he will do what he said he will do in the world and in your life too. So, Father, we celebrate that your kingdom is coming. Our hearts cry out for the day, Jesus, that you will return and you will set all things right, when you will renew this earth and the heavens, and you will finally establish your reign on earth. And to that we say, come, Lord Jesus, come. We say, God, your kingdom come, let your will be done. Thank you that you invite us to participate with you in your glorious work here. Thank you that you have created us to be co-rulers here on earth through your Spirit, that heaven is in our midst, as Jesus said, that your Spirit is making heaven happen here. So in these next few moments, say it out loud. Say, God, I trust you. Even if this seems too big or too unbelievable to be true, that God would indeed be bringing his kingdom on earth through your life, entrust yourself to him and say, God, I trust you to make this true. As you listen to today's passage again, what word or phrase stands out to you? Is there anything else that you want to say to God? Or perhaps something that he's whispering to your heart today? This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is a production of Delighting in Jesus. This season of Praying Like Jesus is based on a collection of prayers starting on page 34 of my book, Prayers of Rest, Daily Prompts to Slow Down and Hear God's Voice. If you don't yet have a copy of the book, you can buy one at your favorite local bookstore, or you can get a signed copy online at prayersofrest.com. If you've been blessed by this week's prayer podcast, please tell someone about it. You can text a link to this episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share a screenshot of it on Instagram or Facebook, however it's easiest for you. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and get future episodes straight to your phone. And as we wrap up, I want to say a big thank you to our monthly prayer partners. It's their generous financial support that makes this podcast possible. Thanks also to Angie Elkins Media for editing this episode and Kendra Stanton for producing this podcast. And thank you, listener, for sharing this podcast with your friends and for joining me here week after week for Prayers of Rest. Until we meet again, may you find rest in God's loving presence.